Welcome back. So today I'm going to check out another Bell's Brewery review. This is Chocolate Coconut Stout. Now this is a eccentric exclusive to Bell's, so you have to go to Bell's to get this. This is 10.5% ABV. Shelf life is 6 months. Best Buy 4/29/24, which is kind of weird to me. So it's almost 2 months until that date, so we got 2 months left, but like, how long has this thing been out? I'm not saying I go to Bell's all the time like I used to, but I think, what was it, for Black Note? I went there and they didn't have this. Then Jessica went back for something, which I, the Coffee Expedition Stout. So 3 weeks later, maybe a month later, and then they had this. I could see it, maybe for the coconut, but I think shelf life of 6 months, that's kind of young. But hey, it is what it is. We're drinking it now. So let's go ahead and get this open. Whoa, let's not use that end. I try and pick these up. I would go there more if I had time, just to check out what they have. But, you know, it is what it is. Life gets in the way. So this has probably been sitting out 30 minutes. It's going to be up to you how long you let your stouts, porters, sit out, or even if you refrigerate them. I think if you've been watching my channel, if you haven't, make sure you hit that subscribe button and ring that bell so you know when new videos are coming out. But so this is February of 2023, or 24, I should say. And for Halloween, I had a guy over that likes stouts, and so I got a vanilla Black Note, and I gave it to him. I said, here, go ahead and try this. And he said, well, let's open it and drink it. And I said, well, it's not cold. He said, you don't drink stouts cold. So he's one person that cellar temperature is fine, open it. Me, I go back and forth. I like my coffee, iced coffee, so I will put ice cubes in it, or I'll put it in the fridge overnight. So it's going to be up to you. Light chocolate colored head, it actually looks good. I like the color of that head. It almost looks like it has coconut from the white coconut mixed in there somehow. It looks a bit off, but I've had what? A tart golden ale, a lager, and a double New England IPA. So that could be it. But yeah, from the head, I do have pretty much all small bubbles except for in the middle. There's a couple larger ones where I poured not even a finger, not even a half a finger of head. I'm going black. I do have a dark amber hue down here. I don't know if you guys will be able to see that, but for the thumbnail, there you go. But yeah, definitely black. Don't need to use the camera on that one. Let's go ahead and smell. I'm getting the cocoa, almost like a dry, non-sweet cocoa. A little of that coconut, not very much. I think I'm getting more of the base, like the dark roasted malt, almost ashy. It's like ashy chocolate coconut. So like that ashiness, that charredness follows through. So you're almost thinking, when I'm smelling this, I'm thinking burnt chocolate, burnt coconut. A little sweetness, though, coming off there. That's about it. Kind of a low smell. Even for a stout, for a Bell stout, if you want to say that. It's almost like I could say coconut stout. Probably something like that. The chocolate, I don't know if they're using extra chocolate in here, but like a chocolate malt, it doesn't feel like that chocolate's been upped or the coconut's really been up. It's kind of a shallow, low smell. I mean, you definitely, it's there. You can get it, but from the base, from like a big 10.5, 11% base stout, that chocolate and that vanilla really, or vanilla, coconut really don't stick out that much, in my opinion. Let's go ahead and taste. Kind of light bodied for 10.5, in my opinion. Yeah, burnt, almost ashy malts, acidic. Definitely getting that. I think combined in there is the coconut. If I had to say, I would say they're not using coconut. They're using like a natural flavor coconut. But it's like, I don't want to say alcohol, like a bourbon burn, something like that. But like alcohol is what I'm getting. Thinner, stout body with alcohol. There is a little sweetness in there. Man, I think that base has that chocolate and that coconut covered up, in my opinion. To put chocolate, coconut, stout on the bottle, I'm not getting any extra chocolate. I'm not getting really any coconut. Maybe a faint coconut, but for a coconut stout, a chocolate coconut stout, what is it? A Mounds? Because almonds have nuts, Mounds don't. Even in that scenario, you're going to get dark chocolate. You're going to get that, what is it, creamy coconut or whatever in there. I'm not getting that in this beer. There's a touch of coconut. I was hoping they were going to say something on the back of that. I'm going to go 3.75. It seems like something is lingering in there, like fake coconut. Again, I do not know if they're using real coconut. I'm guessing they're doing it in secondary, or if they're using natural flavors. It seems like whatever they used was light and couldn't cut through the base of that stout, that big, bold stout, because you're getting all that. Because my thinking is, if you put it on the bottle as coconut or as chocolate coconut stout, chocolate should be dominating, and then your coconut should be dominating. It's not a stout with coconut and chocolate. It's a chocolate coconut stout. So I think those should be bigger flavors. And at least in my mind, in brewing stouts, brewing porters, the base was too big. Now, have I brewed hundreds of each one? No. But, I mean, even some of my porters kind of taste like this when I use a like a dehusk Carafa 1 or 2, those 500 SRM malts. You get that. But is it good? Yeah, it's fine. It's not a Black Note. It's not an Expedition Stout. But it's okay to drink. So 3.75 out of 5. Let's go ahead and check Untappd. None of my friends have checked it in. 119 people have. 3.93 out of 5. Belgian Stout is what they're calling this. Belgian Stout. Wouldn't that be yeast? I guess I don't really know what a Belgian Stout is. What's the difference? Is it the yeast? Has to be something else. But what they're saying, chocolate, coconut, cocoa, sweet, coffee, no. Do not follow that, in my opinion. So let's see if anybody actually said anything about this. Very tasty, not overly sweet. Yes, that is true. It's not very sweet. It is more towards, I would say, a traditional Imperial Stout. High ABV Stout. And nobody else has said anything. Yep, okay. 3.5. And somebody didn't even score it. So, yeah, this one will be up to you. You only got 2 months, if they still have any, to get to the general store to pick this up.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.